Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Audio bandwidth for the Daily Gizwiz is provided by AOL Music and Spinner.com, where you can get free MP3s, exclusive interviews, and more. Video bandwidth for the Daily Gizwiz is provided by CashFly at CacheFly.com. It's time for the Daily Gizwiz with Mads Maddest writer Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 1034 for Thursday, February 25th, 2010, The Rubik's Slide. The Daily Gizwiz is brought to you by GoToAssist Express, the easy way to provide instant tech support to your customers remotely. Support smarter with GoToAssist Express. For a free 30-day trial, go to GoToAssist.com/Gizwiz.
And now, get ready for Dick.
It's Thursday. Let's rock and roll this sucker. Here he is, the Rock and Roll Gizwiz.
Wow, that is a wake up, shake your booty kind of theme.
I love it. I love it. Yeah, baby.
It's the love theme. How you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing really, really well. I'm feeling good. The sun is shining. You know, we're having the early spring here. It's like hot. It's like, what was it in the studio? 81 degrees. Now it's cooled off a little bit. I had to turn down the AC, the air conditioning. Wow. So how's the weather there? Yeah.
It's 28 today, and we're having more snow.
I love doing that.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, but you know what?
That's me.
You know, I write a monthly column for Powerboat Magazine out in California, and they always call and go, "So how's the snow?" And I go, "Oh, it's okay. How are the forest fires, the landslides, the earthquakes, the windstorms, the El Nino?" And they don't do that anymore now. They just call up and say, "Is your column ready? Can you send it in?" So we have bad weather.
They don't want to hear about it.
They don't exactly. Anyway,
so you're not getting any hint of spring.
No, we have the barricades are up in case more ice comes down river. We're still fully ensconced in misery. Actually, the kids like the snow, so that's good.
The kids? You have kids now?
No, the kids outside.
Oh,
the
those kids.
Who play in the park. Yeah.
I used to play in that park.
When I was a kid.
Yeah.
Were you... You grew up in snow country, right?
Yeah, well, I used to play on Riverside Drive. I used to play on that park when I was little.
Well, okay.
When I was until I was Brooklyn, about two or three. We moved when I was about three.
We used to build forts when I lived in Brooklyn and challenge each other, you know, the north side of the street versus the south side, and make snowballs and forts with holes to throw snowballs out of. It was great fun.
I know. I love killed it. I did grow up and killed several people. Sorry, I stepped on your punchline. I had no idea that was coming, though. Okay.
No.
Yeah.
No, but I did one thing that I was... Did you ever say something so outrageous that you just broke yourself up? Leah, I don't know what possessed me because I'm probably a sweetheart. So I'm a kid. And I'm making snowballs in case, you know, a snowball fight is going to take place later in the day. And I'm making snowballs. And this elderly, short lady is creeping down the block. And she's staring at me the whole time. She's slowly walking by, staring at me.
Oh, and you're how old? How old are you here now?
I'm probably 12.
Uh-oh. Don't mess with 12-year-olds.
No. And she keeps staring. And I said, "Okay, lady, start running." I sat down in the snow. I was in hysterics thinking. I was just funny. It was just like she would think that I would throw a snowball at her. Anyway. So back to the current age. And I'm going to do another gadget from Toy Fair that you'll want to get this. Now, this is not coming. We talked yesterday about puppy tweets that you ordered already.
I did already. I mean, pre-ordered.
This is not coming until 4, but I have a little prototype here. And you're probably going to want this too. It's from the folks at Technosource. Now, that name may ring a bell.
Technosource. I'm thinking Technosource.
Technosource. Last year, Leo, they made the LED Rubik's Cube.
We talked about that last year. Yes,
it was great. Instead of actually physically turning the different little divisions with your finger, you could change colors, running your finger across the different cubes, which is really cute. So now they have come out with something called the Rubik's Slide, and I believe they have a picture of it on the web already, but I have, as I said, have a little demo unit here. So what the Rubik's Slide is, it's only like one side of a Rubik's Cube.
That's good. That's all I need. That's more than enough for me.
That's all you do, Leah. And what you do is when you first turn it on, it'll show you a series of colors. And then you hit the go arrow. And then you have to turn. Each time you turn it, it moves colors to different squares. It's 9 squares. And you have to remember the color scheme. It's only red and blue, but where the red and the blue boxes were and match them. Now, you can either play against the clock or you can do free play where as you solve one puzzle, another one comes up. And the funny thing was, Leo, I did a thing for ABC News, so I had a camera crew there. And I said to the woman, I'll try it on camera. So it shows me a little puzzle, and it takes like 20 seconds, and I solved the puzzle. And so we have the video we need. And then I said, you know, when are this is going to be in the marketplace? And she said, in the fall. She said, but we can give you a prototype of one. She said, but that game that you solved is not in there because it's too simple.
So that's the one I want.
I know.
Too simple for whom?
I know. They must have it set up, Leo, for reporters so that within 20 seconds, which is all you like to do in a product, can be, you know, for a network television show. You know, you and I would do 4 hours on it. But I thought, oh, that's so typical, is that they put a super easy puzzle in for reporters. But the neat thing about this is I was really amazed at the price. So there's a little voice. Let me see if I can hit the voice button here. Here it is.
I like it.
My best score is 1 in a row.
1 in a row. You're good. You're good.
Easy level.
You're going to beat me. I'll tell you that right now.
Oh, Leo, you're probably dynamite at these things. Okay, so 2 colors, red and blue, and it gets progressively faster.
Oh, so it's a little bit of Simon Says along with it.
It's a little bit of Simon Says, but yeah. Leo, the amazing thing is, you want to take a guess at the price?
Well,
so built-in timer, built-in voice, remembers your high score.
It's got to be expensive, right?
That's what I thought.
I'll say $59.99.
It's going to retail for $17.99.
Really? Oh, I'd love to get one of these. That's really cool.
This is an amazing toy for the money. You see, oh, good. You got that video going. So you move the colors around by either twisting the front plate or sliding the front plate right or left or up or down. And that keeps the colors moving into different boxes. If you forgot what colors you're supposed to match, there's a little remember button where it momentarily tells you where the color square should end up for you to solve that puzzle. But it's really neat. It's kind of like a form of Tetris. But I said to the woman, are you talking like $18? She said, yeah, we're shooting for $17.99 in mass market stores. So coming in the fall, and TechnoSource, And Rubik's Slide is the name of the game.
I'll
tell you the new stuff that's coming from Wild Planet.
This is a Wild Planet?
No, this is Technosource, but Wild Planet, some really neat stuff.
Oh, they're great.
I thought I'd wait until we get maybe
this time. If they come and visit us in an elf's costume, I actually will record the show. So just it'll offer to them.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. All right. Well, maybe during the summer I'll make a trip out there and we'll get them to come.
That'd be great. You should have come out now when it's warm here and cool there. But
yeah, that's okay. Well, we need to wait until the toys are kind of ready so that we can actually have one to play with, because that's where the fun comes in.
That's true. Yeah, yeah. So they get ready for Christmas probably. Yeah, summer's probably. Yeah, right.
Exactly. I believe that Kim was saying that winter toys that are coming out in the winter, they need working models probably by about June, July. So,
wow, yeah, that's so in amazing. The summer,
we'll play games.
Love to. In fact, who is the guy there who does all that great design?
Oh, Eric Shanks.
Yeah, Shanks.
Yeah, Eric Shanks. You got it. Yeah. Eric
Shanks. I would love to have him and just do an hour with him about how he thinks up a toy, how he goes about designing it.
He's been there a long time. He did that Beat Masters,
right.
I think it was.
Yeah,
he'd love to do a show with
him. That would be so much fun. Good. So maybe he could come in addition to the elves.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
That'd be fun. Rubik's Slide, though.
We'll bring them all.
So is there a website for Rubik's Slide? Because I can't seem to find it.
If you go to technosource.com.
Got it.
It'll be, I think, on Up and Coming.
I'm going there right now so I can put it in the show notes.
I looked a little bit earlier. And you know what? Let me just see on the sell sheet. Yeah. Technosourceusa.com. Looking at the little flyer
don't
they
forget
gave
the
me.
USA part.
Yes.
All right.
Technosource USA, and they don't have
it's right on the front. It's actually right on their front page, Rubik's Slide.
That's good. Yeah, good. Yeah. Oh, and Leo, they're also taking RubiksSlide.com.
Aha.
Okay, Rubik's, RUBIKS, and then another S for slide.com. RubiksSlide.com.
You know, I'm going to have to talk to my friends at Citrix about this because... You know, they make that great program, Go to Assist Express, right?
Yeah.
Where you can help somebody, remotely. So they, you've got a tech. Wouldn't it be great if they'd make a Rubik's Slide version and then they could call and say, you could say, I need some help. And I could log in over the internet to your Rubik's Slide and help you solve that problem. Wouldn't that be something?
One of the smoothest transformations.
I'm pretty good, aren't I?
I've never heard in my life.
I'm pretty darn good, aren't I? I am.
Yeah.
I am pretty darn good. So Go to Assist Express is from the folks at Citrix. They do, go to meeting, go to my PC. They do the high-end, remote access that's bundled with Windows and used in enterprises. They really know their stuff. And this Go to Assist Express is just so cool. It's using that great remote access, but it's designed for IT professionals. So if you support users or you have software that you support and you want to make it easy to do telephone support, this is a great product for you. Go to assist.com/gizwiz right now and you could try it free for 30 days. They have day passes. So if you're the kind of person that supports your family and you don't want to buy a monthly subscription, you just want to do it from time to time, you could do a day pass. But for anybody who's supporting a large number of users, this is just a boon. I'll give you some examples of some of the features designed specifically for the support professional. 8 sessions at once. So you start a session, you move on to the next. You're very efficient use of your time. You don't have to wait for your user to be on the computer. Once you set it up on their system, you can get in there unattended anytime that, if they give you permission. Your user doesn't have to have it installed ahead of time for your first session either. You can be on the phone with somebody saying, I'd love to help you. Here's a link. You give them the link. Go to, go to assist.com, or you can even IM them a link or email them a link. They click it. The software installs very easily. 30-second install. It's Java, so it's secure. Now you can get in the system. They can see what you're doing. It'll tell you what operating system's running, what security software, what software's running in the background. I can go on and on. I mean, this is a really great product for support pros, but you have to try it to see. And they've made it easy for you to try, absolutely free. Just go to gotoassist.com/gizwiz right now. GOTOassist.com/gizwiz. Give it a try. I think you're really going to like Go to Assist Express. Absolutely free for 30 days. Go to assist.com/gizwiz. In a row. Dick, you got better suddenly.
Rubik's slide. Once you play it, you can't put it down.
I did it! Dick, you did
it! Is that real? Or is that me? Oh, wait a minute, Dick. I silenced you while I was winning at that game.
Oh.
You know what it was? You know what it was? That was very weird. That was the website.
Oh, okay.
That was the Technosource website winning Rubik's slide with 30 in a row. How many did you?
Where did he find a sound? It said, out of 10 games, you got one in a row at the easy level.
Yeah.
And that guy got 30 in a row?
And went running off saying, I did it.
Probably the president of the company. Our letter of the day is from Roger Harmon, who says, Dick and Leo. Leo mentioned the USAA iPhone app that allows you to take a picture of a check and deposit it into your USAA account.
Yes.
Now you can do that on an Android device.
Yes, I know, because I found
out. Oh,
you
did? Oh, okay.
You know why? The USAA guys wrote me and said, we just released it. And now I have a USAA checking and savings account. I can do it on my Android. I can do it on my iPhone. I could take pictures.
I just think that's just
isn't that cool?
Knockout amazing.
So I with the iPhone, you take a picture. Of the check.
Is the money instantly available?
Well, it clears as fast as it would clear if you deposited it to the bank. It depends on the size of the check and so forth. But yes.
Yeah.
It's no worse than if you slid it in the bank to that little slot.
Well, now, you know, I have all those emailed checks from Frederick.
Uh-oh.
I can just open.
I forgot about that.
USAA account.
Should have been thinking about
and
that.
Then photograph
it. You can just, you know what, can we just send you one check and you just photograph it over and over?
That's what she's been doing.
This is such a cool idea.
I never got a check where it says check number and it has a minus.
We're going backwards.
Yeah, minus 301. What is that all about?
Well, we can't afford new checks, so we're reusing the old ones. I hope you don't mind.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Anyway, to finish Roger's email, I listen every day. Sometimes I take my lunch break at work to hear you guys live on Tuesdays. Keep up the great techno comedy. Whoa. Roger Harmon from Tucson. So
techno comedy.
Techno comedy. That's us. We're doing, I didn't realize, I thought we were doing cornball stuff, but evidently
evidently not.
Comedy. No.
Evidently this isn't cornball, it's techno.
Comedy. It's way better than we thought.
Oh, I just Googled techno. It means cornball. So.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks, Roger, then, for that backward compliment.
So, Dick, we're out of time for Thursday. Tomorrow, you will be headed out in the snow, in the slush, through the sleet to the Gadget Warehouse. Please do not let your tongue or mustache freeze or any extremities either. We want you to come back with all seven fingers and toes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'll be here.
Okay.
D-A-I-L-Y. It's the day.
Its own gravy.
Yeah.